All right, guys. Welcome back to Growing Up Millennial. I'm Bristol, and I'm here with my two co-hosts, Ian and Quincy. And we're actually recording, usually we record on Sundays and kind of post on Sundays. Today we're doing it on Saturday, a little bit earlier. We have some stuff to do tomorrow, so just trying to get this knocked out so that we have a podcast out there for you guys. So... do we want to talk about what we did this past week? Or heck, we were busy this morning. Me and Ian were.
That's correct. Yeah, it was a busy morning, very early. Got a lot done, though.
Yeah, we sold his truck finally. Well, I say finally, like it's been months, but...
it's been a couple of weeks.
It's been a couple of weeks, but yeah, finally got that done, and... that's kind of one of those big things off your plate that you don't have to worry about anymore.
It's a pain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Navigating the world of, deceptive Facebook profiles and potential scammers and just the process itself can be a beating.
Yeah. So luckily we, you know, this lady messaged us this morning and she seemed legit. And so we went forward with it and met up with her, and she gave us an offer that we could agree to. And
it was drug money.
It was not. It literally came straight from the bank. Like, we were at the bank with her.
That's what money laundering's for.
Okay, well...
yeah, banks would never launder money. They didn't even do that in Scarface, the movie. There was no...
no, you launder it before it goes into the bank, and then it's clean. Yeah. So you probably just supported... narco-terrorism, but...
no, we didn't.
You don't know
no,
that.
No, we didn't.
You don't know that. You didn't ask for a tax return.
I don't know what that means. What does that have to do with selling a truck?
Gotta follow the money.
No, we don't. They took our information, okay, whenever we deposited the money, okay?
Yeah, that's for your taxes.
They took
taxes.
Our occupation...
yeah, that's for your tax purposes, not hers. This lady just pops on the radar and just... yeah, you're just going to buy a car cash in this market.
I'm just
going to
buy a car today.
Nobody does that shit anymore. Come on. Wake up, guys. Narco-terrorism is real.
It's everywhere?
It's everywhere. Just like, child pornography and all that nasty stuff. It's everywhere. Everybody's doing that gross stuff. I don't trust anybody that wants to give me money in 2022.
Well, my bank is happy.
Right? So now we've reached the point of success where Ian and Bristol are selling their souls for financial gain.
No, we're not.
It's an exciting time at the Growing Up Millennial Studios.
No, we're not.
That may be a little
at the studios. It's literally my tiny ass office.
They literally came in with like gold grills, and then like when I knocked on the door, they put up the crystal and the champagne. So, you know, it's one of those things.
Yeah. And we went and bought, what did we go buy after? Did we trade in our other Toyota Corolla for...
I noticed some new rims that I hadn't seen before, but no, that's none of my business.
No, you haven't. It's literally the same car.
That's what they'll tell you, but that's how it starts, people.
No. We haven't bought anything new. In fact... most of the stuff that we own was not brand new, okay?
Next, they're going to try to get me into a pyramid scheme next week.
No, we're not. I do not believe in pyramid schemes, okay?
As long as you have a couple of friends that are, you know, ready to get involved in this investment opportunity, I think we'll be okay.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Y'all are a bunch of nerds.
That's how it starts, Bristol. That's how it starts.
No, it's not.
You would know this if you watched Wolf of Wall Street, by the way.
I did watch it, and Ian did not, okay?
What?
Sometimes I can be a little anti-DiCaprio at some points. Like, I refuse to see Inception.
Mm-hmm.
At the peak of Facebook's popularity, everybody was posting, "Oh my gosh, I just saw Inception. Here, I saw it twice." I'm like, no, I'm not going to see it. I'm not going to see it just because. So maybe I missed out, but...
I want to say maybe I have watched it. If I have, I don't remember anything about it. But honestly, I want to watch it, but every time I've tried to watch it recently, I just can't get past the first like 15 minutes because I'm like, I don't even know what's going on here. But I eventually will. One movie that I really want to watch is, I think it's called Everything Here and Now. Everything, what is it?
Something like that. It's got my favorite show.
Yeah. I really want to watch that because, I'm very much into spirituality and like looking at time and like how it's all like time is like man-made and like made up and like not real and all that. Like, it's just like so weird to me. And I really want to watch that movie. And I think I'll maybe rent it soon, or I don't know if it's on Netflix. Somebody said it was on Netflix, but I don't think it's on there yet.
I think it's Netflix or Hulu.
Okay, I'll have to look more into it, but yeah, I really want to watch that movie because I do love that kind of stuff and like, you know, how our minds work and all of that. And I'm like super into all that, and but yeah.
I think for my movie selection of the week, Prey was awesome on Hulu. Check it out. Predator prequel, loved it. Ian won't watch it yet.
We've been so busy. Like, and I was
Sandman.
And the Sandman. I heard that was good too.
Awesome show.
I think that's on Netflix. Is it a show or a movie?
It's a show.
Okay.
10 episodes, about 48 minutes per episode. Really well written. The character, without giving anything away, very well written. The story is good.
Is it scary?
No.
Oh. What is it about? Brief synopsis.
Morpheus, the king of dreams, whatever you want to call it, it's his job to maintain that realm, right?
Okay.
And so he has a rogue dream that he leaves his world to go track down, and he's enslaved by humans for 100 years.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I feel like that's right down my little, like...
You would like it.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of different domains, they call it. So, like, his brother and sisters, like, the Angel of Death is his sister. He's got a twin brother and sister called Despair and Desire. And I think the other one is Destruction from the original story.
Interesting. So it's kind of like Pandora's box almost.
Pretty much. And so you get to see him kind of grow because he's been enslaved for so long. So it kind of humanizes him a little bit. And then it kind of gives you that argument about like, well, what is the natural order? Because a lot of his frustration is because he's been alive for so long. And people, everybody that he runs across, like, oh, this person's dying, do something. And he's like, it's not a gift for you, and it's not a gift I can give you. Mm-hmm. And I think his character is kind of upset because of their lack of understanding more than not. But it's really interesting. A lot of good topics going on in there.
Yeah, I was watching this TikTok. One of the people that I follow, I think her name is Alex Serves Tea or something like that. If you don't follow her on TikTok, go follow her. She's really cool. Anyway, she was talking about on one of her lives the other day, she was talking about she recently watched A Wrinkle in Time, mm-hmm. which I think is a Disney-owned movie. So it's on Disney Plus, which we don't have right now, but now that we have all this money, we can afford, what is it, $10 a month or whatever. That's right. So yeah, we might get Disney Plus soon or whatever. Just because I want to watch that movie. I want to maybe, you know, see what she learned from that movie and see if it applies.
Is it a newer movie or older?
I think it's an older movie, A Wrinkle in Time.
I feel like we had to read that passage or book or...
Oh, really?
I think in English class, I think we had to, or that was something that was adopted later on by one of the high school... you know, they changed their curriculum and stuff you read each year sometimes, but I do remember, I think I was subbing, and one of the classes I subbed for, they were reading that.
Mm.
Maybe that's where I'm remembering it from.
Yeah,
it's just... You guys get it. We actually have to watch the titles in there, Bristol. You know that, right?
Yeah.
We have to.
I want to watch that. For sure.
You can't just skip it like The Sandlot. One of the greatest pieces of American movie history and sports history.
That's right.
And you're just like, nah, I'm out. I don't remember that. I don't care.
What did your friend say from work the other day?
Oh, he said that was wrong. That's messed up. Like, how could you not watch it?
Exactly.
Like, what am I doing? What am I doing wrong? That's what he was looking at. Like, you haven't watched it with her? I'm like, I can't force her to watch it.
Yes, you can. That's like kicking a dog in public. Like, why haven't you watched this great piece of American cinema? You know. I've said it once. I've said it 1,000 times. You're a thief of joy.
You haven't known me 1,000 hours, Quincy.
You know, if you're not watching The Sandlot, I don't know if I wanted it.
That is not true. I'm going to ask you to take that back right now, because I am trying to be a better human being.
What were you before?
Not a good human.
Really?
Yeah, I would say this year I have put a shit ton of work into myself, and I'm not perfect. So some of the things that I've been doing to like better myself is I don't really read books. I'm more of like an audio person, so mm-hmm. I like to listen to books. I found this free website, like a online library where it's a PDF and it'll like read it to you. So it's kind of like Audible sort of. So I found a free online library that I can read all these books that I've been wanting. I have a list of like 80 something books and it just keeps growing. I've been meditating more. I've been doing breath work and just like really focusing on like healing my trauma and just trying to be a better person overall.
Why do you say that you weren't a good human before that, though?
Just because I would do things that honestly like I wouldn't want done to me. Okay. And like, yes, I don't, you know, I try to be a good person overall, but like I just don't feel like the previous me. I feel like there's two me's. I feel like there's the previous me who would, like, pre-Ian even, and I would do all this stuff that I look back now and I'm just like, why did I do that? And it's like, well, that was the product of my environment. You know what I mean?
I got you.
And that's kind of how I was brought up, even though the person who raised me would probably deny that. But honestly, like, why else would I do what I did? You know what I mean? And now that I've kind of let that person go, let that person out of my life, I feel like I am so much more stronger as a person, and I'm more confident. And I was even talking to Christy this morning, my sister, who was on the pod a couple episodes ago.
Shout out to Christy.
Like, we literally were on the phone for an hour, so sorry about the delay there. But we were just talking about like all this stuff, and like I was telling her, like, bro, ever since, you know, March of this year, if I didn't let go of that, the toxic people in my life, if I didn't cut those cords, cut out the toxic job that I had, if I would have listened to the toxic person tell me that I can't quit that job when it's not a good job for me, and it was literally affecting my mental health, if I listen to that person, I might not be where I'm at today. I might not have the job that I got after, where I'm making the most money I've ever made in my entire life. And it's still nowhere near, you know, like where I wish I was, but I'm getting there. And that's the thing, like baby steps. And
so can I interject?
Yeah,
go ahead. So just to clarify for the listeners out there, she wasn't a bad person, because she made it sound like she was beating on Ian in here.
No.
When she first said that. No. That's why I had to clarify. So she's just saying she's constantly improving.
Yeah,
she's trying to get better.
Exactly. And I feel like since March, April, I have really changed in these past couple of months. And I feel like a completely different person. The day after my birthday this year, I had my first Reiki healing. And, you know, some of the stuff that I was bringing up to this Reiki healer, it was just like, what? Like, why were you exposed to that? Like, what? And then I was told, I was confirmed, like, through, I don't know how y'all feel about spirituality at all, and I'm sorry if this is not interesting to y'all at all, but it's very important to me. But apparently, you know, my Reiki healer that was healing me, she was like, yeah, your spirit guides are telling me that, yes, your parents knew that you were exposed to whatever, I'm not going to say it on here, but yes, your parents knew what they were doing. Do what?
Subscribe to learn more.
Yes, your parents knew what they were doing, and they were very well aware. They knew what they were doing, and it was just like, okay, that... it just like confirmed it for me. And then like last weekend I had, and I think that's kind of maybe why I was a little bit on the downer last weekend, and I apologize so much for last weekend's episode. I think it just kind of brought a bunch of stuff up, but I had this major like spiritual download essentially last weekend on Saturday, and well, actually, it was on Thursday, and then I kind of revamped it on Saturday, but because I did some breath work on Saturday, and I was telling Ian, like, the stuff that I was doing, it was like I was calling out for help, and all of the adults around me, like, the teachers and the counselors and all that, like, they had to have known something was not right, or even some of my own family members who lived in the vicinity where I lived, like I had, you know, family directly next door to us, like multiple family members that lived in the area. And it's like, did they not know what was going on? And it just kind of like, I look at all the pieces and I'm just like, how did all this happen? And how come nobody said anything? And it's like, I have to forgive those people that hurt me, but also I can't forget about it. And then also it's like, okay, now it's time for me to heal. Like I can go back to my little self at that age and kind of just, you know, tell myself that everything's okay and that you're going to get out of this. You know, it might not be in 5 years or 10 years. It might be 20 years down the road, but you will eventually get out of this and you will be so much better of a person and you'll be able to help people and go from there. Well,
what about you? Because I'm excited because this is like Bristol coming out of her shell, because she's like very reserved normally.
Yeah, and I honestly, like, I've been wanting to start like recording TikToks, but then I'm like, no, like there's so many other people that like I learn from, and that I don't know if I would even be, I feel like I would just be regurgitating what I've heard previously, you know what I mean? And so it's like, I don't know.
I mean, that's what we're all doing, really.
Yeah,
there's no so Ian, what is your kind of background? I mean, you don't have to get into your spirituality or anything like that if you don't want to, but Ian's very interesting if you sit him down and get him one-on-one for sure.
Well, everyone has a different childhood, and just talking about like even back to school, it can be a very positive or it can be a very negative experience. So I think we kind of saw that last week on like, hey, like some people have really fond memories, other people it's like, I don't even like to revisit that stuff. You know, it just depends on the person and your environment. A lot of people are products of their environment. Mm-hmm. And if you're able to move past it as an adult, because maybe a lot of people can relate to what Bristol's gone through, or a lot of people had maybe like our similar type backgrounds and stuff. You know, you don't know what trauma people have gone through. And I think mental health has been a bigger focus the last couple of years, especially when it comes to anything.
Absolutely.
You know, even the term like PTSD has been brought back into the mainstream because of, especially us growing up during the war on terrorism in Iraq and stuff, and a lot of veterans go through PTSD. Just the mental health field has been a bigger focus just in general for health, for people to live their better life. So, everything we normally discuss, you know, it's going to be pretty positive for me, but I know that's not everybody. So hopefully today we can kind of get back to...
And can I say this about you, Ian? Like, you are so patient. Like, when I see their dynamic behind the scenes, when Bristol's cussing us out, calling us nerds, knocking books out of our hands and shit.
I do not do that.
He was so patient. And I mean, he's so easygoing. Like, sometimes I know he can kind of get lost in the mix, but like, he really is like a cool guy. And he's just, you know, if you need a moment, he just lets you, you know, do your thing. And he's just, he's like a calming presence, you know.
Which he is a Libra, so he is the balancer.
Exactly.
And that,
oh, wow.
And I just like his vibe that he brings, because he doesn't mind like playing it back and letting people have their moment, which is really cool. But you know, W's in the comments for Ian and Bristol for sharing that with us today.
I think
that's important.
Right on.
Yeah.
So what's our topic today?
Ooh, yeah. Okay. So I wanted to kind of bring back some nostalgia from my own personal childhood, and that is watching, and I know I've been talking basically the last 20 minutes, but you get to hear me another 10 to 15. Yay! watching Disney Channel original movies. So, awesome. One of my favorite movies was the Johnny Tsunami movies. Love those movies so freaking much. Did you ever watch those as a kid? I don't know.
Shout out Johnny Capahala.
Yes, shout out.
and Shane's son, his grandfather, if you didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. The grandfather. Yeah, I think Ian was probably too old, because he's 5 years older. And what, these came out, I'm trying to look. So the original release was 1999. So I don't know if you even watched Disney Channel at that point. You would have been what?
I'm not familiar with it, I'll be honest. It's hit or miss at that point. Once I was 13, 14.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I remember seeing like Drake and Josh or something like that. You know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Or
yeah, that's
The Sweet
Nickelodeon.
Life or something. I don't know. Yeah. All that stuff is kind of foreign to me. So this may be a younger millennials type memory. So
yeah, I mean, I love Johnny Tsunami. Like, that's probably like Disney Channel movies, like Xenon, Girl from the 21st Century. Like, I know that was a trilogy. I think I only saw like maybe the first and second one.
I saw them all.
I don't know if I remember the third one.
The third one wasn't that great.
Yeah, probably not.
But it was weird because, you know, it was girls like crushing over this clearly
protozoa
middle-aged man.
But that, okay, honestly, like, look, I was in third grade when Backstreet Boys and NSYNC came out. So, like, yeah, that's a little weird.
It was a different time back then. See, women can be perverts, but men can't.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So weird. So weird.
So
it was a good movie. I remember Xenon. It was just a weird movie, because it was like, it had an interesting story about them being in outer space and, you know, then her having to come back to Earth and she couldn't really deal. So
yeah, and it's like, bro, why send your child down to Earth as punishment? Like, if she was born and raised in space on the spaceship, which I'm assuming that's her background, why punish your child into an environment that she's not used to?
You can't spank kids in space.
In
that's
space.
The subplot.
Yeah.
You can't do that in space.
But
yeah,
that's
interesting.
I do remember like the song, you know, the zoom 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 or whatever.
Straight garbage.
No, like, oh, that's such a good song. It's like such a banger.
No,
yes, it is.
But it did mark how the future of music was going to go for us. So I mean,
yeah, and the hairstyles, like even the hairstyle that like Protozoa had, like it was so like futuristic, but also it kind of brought us into that timeline.
With the
blonde tips. Oh. But he basically had like pyramids on his head. Like little baby pyramids.
He looked just like Ian might know. Who's the guy from No Doubt?
The blonde-haired guy.
He looked just like him.
He looks. Oh my gosh, that's a good point.
The guitarist.
Yeah, that's his doppelganger.
Yeah, he looks just like him. Dude, just taller. Yeah,
that's a good point.
He's out in them Disney Channel trenches. I know what I'm talking about. Jet Jackson was in Johnny Tsunami.
Okay. I was gonna bring him up because I hate. I did look into this last year or something.
Is it a sad story?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This guy, he had his own movie too. What was it? Jet Jackson, right?
Yeah, and then that spy movie.
Or I think it was a show too.
Yeah, the famous Jet Jackson was a show.
Yeah.
And then I think he did a couple of other cameos in movies as well.
Yeah, he was in Johnny Tsunami and some other like movies from Disney Channel and other movies too. It says he was also in Friday Night Lights.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think I may have heard the story on this guy.
Yeah. But his name was Lee Thompson Young. And he unfortunately took his own life back in 2013. And I'm like, bro, no. Like, he probably could have had such a successful career. I mean, he had a successful career, I feel like, you know, in his, you know, short tenure on this planet. But, it's just kind of sad that he took his own life. But, yeah, I just shout out to him. I just, it breaks my heart, and I hate thinking about it.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. For sure. But yeah, love Johnny Tsunami and Xenon. And then there was, I'm not going to be able to name all these names, but there was like the Luck of the Irish. And then there was the Smart House movie Peggy from, what's that show?
Love and Marriage.
But this is like y'all's like jam, basically.
Do you remember Smart House at all?
I don't. I think you showed me an episode or trailer.
Oh, I think I showed you like a snippet of the, I guess.
I think he was like right as the door was closing, because before it was just like a lot of shows and then just regular Disney movies, and then they kind of went into that age of Disney Channel original movies just for kids. So the in between, the teenage, the tweens, instead of just all kids movies.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he just close the door on himself.
Okay, was Shia LaBeouf, was he in any of the Disney shows or movies at that point? Or like during
Even
that time?
Stevens. Even Stevens. And then there was also...
That's the one I'm thinking of.
I think he was in an Even Stevens movie too, but Stevens I don't remember the name of it exactly.
Holes.
He was in Holes.
Even Stevens. Once in a while, I may tune in, but that's about it, you know?
Yeah. But I wanted to go, I love Smart House because, like, I wish I had a smart house like that where you could just throw all the stuff that you want to throw away on the ground. Like, how badass would that be? And it's like, we're in 2022 and we still don't have that.
We do have that now.
Wait, how? Where?
There's the tubes where you can put your clothes in it and it'll shoot it straight to the laundry room, and then you can have vacuum hoses installed.
Yeah, that's still work though, Quincy. I just want to flick the trash on the floor.
Oh, okay.
I want to be that lazy.
Gosh. This is WALL-E levels of laziness.
Then there was like, I don't know if y'all remember Cowbells with Allie and AJ. That I don't know if they're twins or just sisters, but there was Cowbells, and then there was like Lizzie McGuire.
I love Lizzie McGuire.
And there was Cadet Kelly that she was in.
Yeah,
Lizzie McGuire was Hillary Duff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't like the show. I just liked looking at her.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I knew she was going to be pretty.
Aw, she is pretty.
She's in the new That's How I Met Your Father
show.
Yes. Yeah.
And her sister was in Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes.
Haley Duff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's her older sister.
And they had
made Sage watch that one day. Like, we were leaving for whatever, groceries or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let's play Napoleon Dynamite for you.
He needs to learn.
I'm sure he enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I just saw a pic of them actually out in public. Efren Ramirez and John Heder were at a casino and they took a picture with the fans.
So awesome.
They're still friends. So.
The Pedro guy?
Yeah.
Aw, that's awesome.
Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro. That's awesome. Yeah, I didn't really go into like too much detail on that. I just kind of wanted to reminisce because I love, and I, now that we have all this money, because we're, you know, what are we, like mobsters? Is that what you said? I don't know.
Yeah, narco-terror.
Now that we're these narco terrorists,
we're
an organized crime. Clearly, now we can afford all of this extra stuff like Disney Plus. Like, exactly. Before we couldn't afford it, so
that's how they get the young people involved in the drugs and the gangs. Like, you want Netflix, you want Hulu, Disney Plus,
crypto.
That's it, that's how they get them.
Yeah, so, anyways,
okay,
a little Disney reminisce, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
okay.
She didn't even mention Halloween Town, so I'm a little salty.
Okay, well, whatever. I wasn't going to say every single movie.
It's not a deep dive.
It's not a deep dive.
She didn't mention Hocus Pocus.
I like Hocus Pocus. But I did watch it recently as an adult, and I was like, why did I like this? But I'm going to hold on to my like for it. I'm not going to let it ruin my vibes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could see why that.
I'm gonna
was
hold
so
on to that nostalgia.
I do remember watching it, but I just wasn't super into it like the other movies of that time.
I don't know what I was gonna say. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
This was right around that time, like my grandma started introducing me to like rated R action movies. So.
What age? 30?
90, you said 97 was Johnny Tsunami?
99 and Xenon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was the time where I think we moved to California, so my aunt would let me watch like every R-rated movie.
Jesus.
So I was like getting into horror movies then.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah.
Good job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all are going to think I'm nerds again. Get ready for it. I've never seen
I've never seen
Friday the 13th. I've never seen the Jason movies. I don't know if I've seen the original Halloween.
Just shake your head. Just go ahead.
Just be disappointed with me because I'm going to be a disappointment every episode.
So I don't invite you guys to the movie theater.
Shut up.
Just rough around here.
It's hard to come back from. Yeah.
Whatever.
No, I wasn't
my life
allowed,
is fine.
I
don't need all these
movies.
Growing
up.
Well, that makes sense, though.
When they were coming out to video,
yeah,
I was not allowed to watch those. No.
I had to sneak and watch them like every other, you know, Christian boy out there. I had to go to my secular friends' homes to view this sinful content.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch Pokemon, believe it or not. Like
Pokemon.
I couldn't watch
Pokemon. I remember the very first episode, still to this day.
What?
Mm-hmm. Well, not the entire episode, just like going home and watching the very first episode. And
after school?
Yeah, after school.
Yeah.
It came out in like 1999, I think. And I was so excited. And then everyone got into the Pokemon cards and all that, and that was too much for me.
Can I say this before we slide out of this topic? Like, you think back on movies and things like that. Like you said, Pokemon and the Disney Channel movies. Like, even though it was a phenomenon back then, we didn't know that because we didn't have access to people, you know, that far removed from our community.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it was just like, well, everybody on my block is playing it, but you didn't know like everybody was watching this at the same time. Because did you ever take a trip and then you would watch someone else's TV and you're like, the channels are totally different,
totally.
The programming is different, and you're like, what the hell's going on over at your house? So it was like that was your own little microcosm back then. So I think that's interesting now that we're all knowingly watching the same stuff.
Yeah, and there are adults I mean, people that I work with that literally play Pokemon Go.
The podcast I listened to, this is, I think, during the pandemic, but she got back into collecting Pokemon back from her childhood.
Like, spend some money now.
Yeah, it's a very collectible series, brand, whatever.
So at my last job at Allstate, I used to sit next to this guy, and anyways, he told me he used to do the Pokemon cards or whatever whenever he was a kid, but he would, instead of like paying for those packages of the cards, I don't know how many comes in a little package, like 5 cards.
I think it was like 8 to 14. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, whatever the... Me. I don't know. Anyways, he said whenever he was little, he would sit in the Pokemon section and just open up all the packages and find all the special cards.
Yeah.
What a dick.
And one day he walked in and the security people... Loss Prevention came over to him and was like, hey, sir, come with us. And he's like, oh.
Yeah, he probably reached like almost a felony level, and they're like, okay, we're going to bust this kid.
And they're like, why are you opening up all of these cards? And he's like, yeah, I'm just trying to find all the special ones. And they're like, yeah, you're going to need to stop that now.
Maybe they're trying to scare him straight instead of taking him to jail.
That's how I got my Alakazam and my Charizard, so shout out to you, boy.
Yeah, I wish he would come over to my new company, because he was pretty cool. He was a lot of fun.
Reach out to him.
So well, me and my friend Dagan have been trying to get him and our other friend, two people from my last job, over to this one, and they won't. They're like, no, we're good here, and I'm like, there's 5 of us over here now. Come to the dark side.
Some people get comfortable where they're at.
I know. You know. And it's like, bro, this, you'll make so much more money
some
over
companies,
here.
You stay there come 5 years, over you get all here. That 401k match money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be a baller a legitimate way, not through pyramid schemes.
Yeah.
Ponzi schemes.
Yeah, we're not. We are not Ponzi scheme artists. We're not criminals. I mean, I did steal a piece of candy one time, but that was a long time.
And the Girl Scout cookies, so you just pulled it on your criminal enterprise.
Okay, I was thinking about that, but that's not my fault. Guess what? I was a minor, and there was an adult in the house, and that person can take the blame because I did not make that decision. Okay, thank you very much. I'm settled on that. I'm settled on that.
As a former veteran of working loss prevention jobs for 7 to 9 years, I am shocked and disappointed at the amount of shoplifting stories that have occurred.
Oh, you don't even
want to
know. I've shoplifted
and I don't
more.
Want to know.
I shoplifted at Walmart when I was a teenager, I shoplifted all these clothes.
See,
I was not with good people who were a good influence, okay?
So, okay, do you want me to go next? Because it can kind of...
Yes.
Yes, go next.
It kind of leans into that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because I want to hear it. I'm excited.
When we are roaming the streets as millennials, or we had a means of transportation to just get out of the house, sometimes you would stop off at the local convenience store, the 7-Eleven, the Quick Sack, whatever it was called in your neighborhood. And what did you go
Big
to?
Big Pantry. That was mine in Weatherford.
What did you gravitate towards? Most kids, it's going to be candy and a drink, right? So what I want to explore is some of the 90s or old school type candies and snacks. Mostly candy, okay?
Okay.
So
I'm ready for it.
See if any of these ring a bell.
Ring a
jar
bell.
Jar your memory.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
This one's popular, probably like BuzzFeed type. But let's start off with Fruit Stripe gum. It's notoriously known.
Isn't that the gum that lasts like 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the...
Yeah, it's crap gum.
But for that few seconds...
That's all you get.
Delicious.
But you know, what is delicious is Juicy Fruit. Is that still a gum?
I think so, yeah.
Juicy Fruit, man... Mm-hmm. To have a piece of that gum right now would be awesome.
Please don't hijack my
topic.
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
It's okay.
You said gum, and I thought, man.
Okay, gum so and speaking gum. Of gum, these were popular for a brief minute, and they were called, one was called Gator Gum. It was Gatorade gum.
What?
That when you bit into it, it was the juice.
Was it like a Gushers?
Kind of, yeah.
Ooh.
So if you needed
I don't remember that.
Quench of Gatorade, you could buy the Gatorade gum.
We're in the future. We got to look that up in the comments. If you know about that, let us know where we can get some.
But yeah, what?
There was also multiple flavors. 7-Up had their own. Root beer, A&W. I don't think Coke or Dr. Pepper. I'm not sure. But a quick Google search will show you because it's a big square. It's not like a stick. It's a big square.
It's the cubes.
Cubes, yeah. Man, that stuff was... It was kind of gross back then. I didn't like it, but that's me. Mm. But I remember it, you know.
I don't remember that. That does not ring a bell to me.
That may have been late 80s, so.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, we weren't alive then.
Nice little flex there.
So the old man's going to talk about that. But okay.
All right, oldie.
Here's a 90s one, but Mentos, the fresh maker. Did anyone get down on Mentos?
I feel like maybe I've bought one package of Mentos in my life. But I do, I mean, I love the commercials, so. They have that going for them.
Yeah, Mentos was the freshman.
I wish they would keep coming out with commercials. Like, just give us the Mentos commercials. I don't even want to purchase Mentos.
So,
blowing shit up with them too.
Do you remember the one where he sits on the freshly painted bench, and then he rolls on it. It's like, bro, you would have smelled like paint going into your interview.
He's too fresh. He didn't care.
He had to fix his suit.
That's right.
And then also, wouldn't like when he sat down, it would be like horizontal versus vertical. I don't know. That just didn't make sense to me.
Too deep into the
That's why I hate movies. Okay, I'm too critical, and I see the dumb shit that wouldn't actually happen.
You gotta watch them though.
Like, your Mentos commercial sucks because this would not happen like this. That's how I am.
Very sorry.
That's fine. So, the cigarette companies used to make candy cigarettes or their subsidiary or whatever. So, candy cigarettes actually had a good flavor, but you would also practice smoking candy cigarettes.
That is so...
But they range from very small and skinny to...
What were adults like a Virginia thinking? Slim. Like,
well, I mean, you could still smoke everywhere back then.
Yeah. So. But I'm just saying, like, dude, come on, adults.
They were addicting.
It wasn't a big deal back then. I remember my teachers used to smoke. Like, that was...
I mean, I do remember the candy, you know, cigarettes or whatever.
Yeah. So
I just remember eating them.
And that's cross-generational. Even, like, baby boomers, that was, like, very popular, was the candy cigarettes.
Yeah.
The Bubble Beeper. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Bubble beeper?
It's like a plastic container in the form of a beeper.
I do remember. I had, they were pink, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I do remember those.
That's probably a more expensive price point.
Dude, that's a, you are making me think. You're bringing back the stuff.
That was a good one.
That's a really good one. Okay, anyways, keep going.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Big League Chew. Another
tobacco-related,
It had baseball players on it that were kind of grotesque-looking, and you took it out like you're dipping chew, and you played baseball with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was everywhere in Little League.
Yeah.
Hubba Bubba.
You know, I remember it, but I never liked it because it was so damn hard to chew it.
That's right, yeah. Brutal.
Yeah, I
probably didn't.
Send you to the dentist.
Yeah.
Send you to the dentist.
Okay, this is one of my personal favorites is Chiclets Tiny Size Candy.
Yeah, I remember that.
That one, it goes hard, definitely. Yeah. Pop Rocks.
Literally.
Pop Rocks.
Dude, I love Pop Rocks.
Gonna be your more popular.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Do you have Fun Dip on your list?
You're jumping.
Shut up. Oh my God.
You can't have Pop Rocks without Fun Dip.
Fun
Dip. I'll go through these. Bazooka gum.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Big Red. Big Red's more normal, traditional.
Yeah, I like Big Red.
Kind of like
I like Big
neck.
Red. I'll get it every once in a while. Not the drink, the gum only.
Yeah.
I don't know what that drink is. It freaks me out.
So Nerds was always kind of like a Halloween candy to me in my book. A Smarties necklace.
I remember those.
I love Smarties.
You could wear it.
Valentine's Day,
You could milk it throughout the day and just chew a little at a time. But
don't they make, like, that kind of candy for, like, clothes?
For what?
Oh, you mean like the edible panties and stuff? No, it's like Laffy Taffy. Oh. That's what they make the stuff out of.
I don't know.
So,
am I a pervert for knowing that off the bat? No, it's saltwater taffy. What are you talking about? No.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Fun Dip is on the list.
God, yes.
Man. The best part of Fun Dip for me was just the stick, but I'm lame. That's what I liked.
I love dipping it in that blue and purple and pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
No.
And then you just, your hands are all like colored and sticky, and your mouth is all sticky.
Exactly.
Like, dude, go wash your face.
The dentist used to hate seeing us come in.
Yeah. It was probably like the worst candy that your parents like wanted to get you or got you, but they're like, okay, I guess.
Yeah,
that was like what they would give us at school. Remember when they would have the school store? And I remember when they first started doing that, it was like everything that you would never let your kids have now.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad for our teachers back then, because it was just straight sugar from 12 p.m. until we left, and we were bouncing off the walls.
Yeah. What else you got?
I got Spree. Do you remember Spree?
They were they kind of like, I know what you're talking about. They're those little colored dot things, right? Not dots,
like,
but
like discs.
Yeah, kind of candies.
Those. Yeah, multicolored.
And they were they the sour ones?
They leaned that way, sour.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, I think so.
You would know if you saw it. They're like little candies, like that big.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know. They had different flavors. I think they were sour.
Okay. Correct. Push Pop.
Correct.
Hell yeah.
Push Pop was push very pop. Popular.
Like the Flintstones ones?
No. Push Pop was like a chapstick.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think you had to.
I don't know why I thought of Flintstones.
Like Tommy Ring Pop. Like,
yeah.
It's in that, it's in that world.
Family, doesn't one of the kids in, what's that show that we watch?
Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, Freaks and Geeks.
One of the kids. Fun Dip one time. Yeah.
It's like so goddamn messy. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Wacky Wafers. Does that ring a bell?
No. Not one bell going off.
Astro Pop.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Lifesavers Holes.
Yeah.
The holes.
The holes.
Like little, donut
mini,
holes.
They're like mini. Lifesavers.
Yeah.
Nice.
Love the Lifesavers.
Okay. There's a thing called Ouch Bubble Gum. And it came in a Band-Aid tin.
If I saw it, I might remember. Like, it might trigger my brain.
Too young for that.
Okay. So.
Too young for that.
Here's a photo of the Gatorade or the Dr. Pepper looking gum.
Yeah. I think they still have that gum out now.
It's old school.
Like, I bet you could buy some of this stuff at, like, Cracker Barrel or, like, an old school-y type of candy store, you know?
Okay, my last one that I have a visual photo of is the 90s Sweet Tarts that came in these containers.
Sweet Tarts. Oh, yeah. That's what the Sprees are kind of like.
Yeah, okay. Then, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to think of earlier, but I didn't know if
those Sweet Tarts.
Sweet Tarts, man. Those are one of my favorite, like, sour candies.
So while researching this topic, I'm going to end on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody showed during the list of, like, 90s things you don't remember, but obviously once you hear it, you remember it, was these fruit snacks, which is not related to candy, but it's close, you know, after school snack called Shark Bites.
Not ringing a bell. Just the gushers or the ones with the tattoos.
Oh, I love those.
The fruit roll-ups.
Okay,
the gushers were gross.
For my age group, Shark Bites were the best, hands-down, fruit snack there was. And I encourage anybody that's listening to look it up.
Or do they still sell them?
They're fruit snacks in the shape of sharps.
Oh, I think I used to eat those.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Well, y'all are hurting my feelings.
I'm sorry.
I think I ate those. I think I used to trade my friends for those.
Yeah.
So I think you're just being nice at this point.
When I found those last time, I'm like, that's one thing I wish I could eat right now.
Aww. Yeah.
But I'm sure they would pull all your caps off or teeth, you know.
Okay, you know what they sold? You know what he just reminded me of? Like, Martin House Brewery here in Fort Worth, they came out one day, I think. They were sold out by the time I got there, but they came out with this Dunkaroos beer, and I was like, oh my god, like, I'm so excited. Yes, I'll finally get to, like, reminisce nostalgia with the Dunkaroos, right?
What is that?
What?
Don't you play.
Please,
what's
stop.
Stop. I'm serious.
Quincy.
It's a cookie.
Anyways, they still sell them.
With icing that you dip.
Yeah, it's like a cookie, and then you dip it in the icing. Shut up. Stop. Stop. I'm done.
This is blasphemy.
Okay, we bought them at Sam's. They still sell them at Sam's. That's the only place I've seen them as an adult. And we'll have to buy them again and let you try them. It's pure sugar.
That used to spread the little red thing.
I remember those.
It's the same type of format.
Oh my god!
I just never had the Dunkaroos. I don't know what that is.
I didn't eat them a lot, but
yeah, I don't remember eating them a lot, but yeah, we did get them every once in a while.
That had them.
Yeah.
Big time jealousy.
You mean, we weren't a big sugar family in my house, so.
Oh.
That may explain it.
Yeah, I had to sleep to my friend's house to eat their snacks.
Oh gosh.
So my mom didn't buy sugar like that.
Is there sugar in your house now?
Not really.
No.
No.
I feel like I'm addicted to sugar, unfortunately.
Like, I'll go on a binge, but I was allergic to a lot as a kid, so that'll explain a lot.
That could explain it. Yeah.
So like once I was able to eat it, I had gone so long without eating a lot of the candy that once I could eat it, like, it just wasn't my.
It wasn't the same.
And I'm not a huge sugar person.
No.
But. I just wanted to reminisce down the candy lane, so there
yes,
you go.
Thank you. All right.
And I think I'll round it off on a positive note. You guys remember any rituals or any traditions that you had with your grandparents?
I'm gonna be honest.
Oh god. Anytime we hear that, I'm gonna be honest. Insert.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Anything like that.
Like
what, can you give us an example?
Like my grandfather, he was I guess you'd call him a snowbird now. He's retired military. And I remember every year, no matter what I was doing, wouldn't hear from him all summer. Spring was kind of hit or miss if I would see him, but he would always show up for my birthday. He would always show up for the state fair and Mardi Gras. And that was our thing. From September to about February, he would stay, you know, close by. And that was our time.
That's awesome.
And so he would use me to pick up chicks at the fair and at Mardi Gras. And, you know, he taught me how to pee outside.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, he let me taste my first beer. He would always let me get a sip of his beer while we were together. So we had a good time. So anything like that, like a tradition that you have with your grandparents.
Well, that's a good memory. Here's a funny one on my mom's dad. He took us to see The Rock, 1997, my first rated R movie.
Nice.
Me, my brother, and my cousin Adam, who's in the Marine Corps, or just recently retired, we got him, because we were big action movie guys, you know? So we're like, Grandpa, we called him Aaron, we still to this day, he's still alive, he's 95.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, Aaron, will you take us to this movie? And he's like, He's like, okay. Because all he wanted to do was nap. He was retired. Yeah. He worked at American Airlines for 48 years. So in his retirement, in the afternoons, he napped. Mm-hmm. But we got him to take us. We're the only ones in the theater. And he slept on the back row. We went and sat like second or third row like idiots. Like, oh, great, we'll get front row.
You know? Neck's hurting after the movie.
Oh, yeah. But we loved that movie, The Rock, to this day. It is a great action movie. But my grandfather would do that. You know, nice. He would take us to go get Wendy's or take us to Toys R Us.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I think about with him is just like he was cool about, you know, taking those places in the summer times, yeah. You know. Sadly, he was the one that combed my hair bad for picture day. but he was doing his best, you know. So
yeah.
That's so funny because I remember my grandfather. Well, I don't remember his severe bipolar schizophrenia, but from what my mom says, he's pretty out there. But the crazy thing was is that he would always make time, and I think my mom was kind of afraid because you know he slept with the 357 Magnum underneath his pillow.
Oh wow,
Jesus!
So like he was like really paranoid really schizophrenic.
Paranoid, yeah.
But like every time she would come to pick me up, we'd be laying on his bed, like sleeping, watching the Weather Channel. Like to this day, if I watch the Weather Channel too long,
it reminds you of
like I will start falling asleep, and like it's just a good memory because I used to hate it as a kid, but now that he's no longer with me, like I love reminiscing about. You know, he was always looking for the fishing report, like, you know, how good the weather was. And we would never go fishing because my mom wouldn't let me get on the boat because I couldn't swim. We would always have to do it off of a dock or something like that. So he was always watching the weather report for fishing. And I remember my grandmother was the exact opposite. She was the one that let me watch all the R-rated movies, the Jean-Claude Van Damme. And so anything that I couldn't eat because of my mom, like she would go and buy it. And then at night, I would sneak into the living room and we would sit until like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. And we would veg out on like all the rated R action movies and candy.
Yeah.
So I had like 5 cavities when she finally went back to California. So.
Sure.
that was grandma. So grandpa was, you know, the fun, you know, like let's go to the fair, let's go to the park, you know, let's go to the barbecue. And then grandma was like, let me show you this rated R content and then give you all the candy that you don't need. To go to school with in the morning, and then you have cavities. So.
Oh yeah, my grandma showed me The Birds by Alfred Hitchcock. I was way too young at that point.
I love that movie.
But she also showed me this. She liked Ray Liotta.
Mm-hmm.
She showed me this movie called No Escape, action movie, mm-hmm. and it was just cool. Just to like, just because she liked the actor, got to watch a kick-ass action movie. So I have like little fond memories of. Just those little indulgences or whatever, you know. My other grandfather on my dad's side, he was a Civil War guy.
Mm-hmm.
They volunteered at a museum down in the Sauk Yards about in the visitor center, and they would let us go down there and count the amount of visitors, mm-hmm. and he would just chat everybody up because he's a history buff, World War II vet. And, so I used to love in the summers on Fridays, we'd go down to the stockyards and I just get to hang out in that museum, which just had, it's like a kid's playground basically, so.
Shout out to the stockyards. We did the new sound system for the announcer down there. He's a really cool guy. He's got a little poodle that runs around behind him like Toto. Really nice guy, really good energy. So check out the stockyards if you haven't been recently.
Yeah, that's definitely changed from when we were kids. Definitely a lot more bougie, but we have
a lot more Yellowstone versus Tombstone.
Yeah, yeah. And like two of our friends over here in the neighborhood, they're bartenders at the Drover Hotel.
Ooh.
So definitely, if you get a chance to go down to the stockyards, if you're in Fort Worth, check out the Drover Hotel.
There's still a lot of great vintage, historical.
Very historical, but they're really upping up the game there.
We got to support local historical monuments like this, because if we don't, then the developers come in and then they take a piece of that.
But I think with you know, the hotel and stuff, I think they're trying to like keep some of the old stuff, but also bring in some of that new stuff. Cause I mean, some of the old stuff does kind of need to be like renovated as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of rundown.
Yeah.
Historical type.
Yeah.
I mean, I do love the old stuff, but also I'm kind of like, okay, maybe we do need a little bit of freshness, like, you know, an uplift or whatever. So I'm not totally against it.
It's that balance.
Yeah, it's a balance. Strike, you know? Oh, 100%.
Because I know working down there every day, you know, when they bring the cattle out for the pictures, and, you know, everyone from out of town was like, oh my God, do they eat them later? And you know, it's so funny because, like, you hear that 60 times in an hour, and then it's like, those cows eat better than you and I ever will.
Yes.
In our life.
Yeah. 100%.
There's not a mark on that animal. Like, you know, we've got mosquito bites and all kinds of stuff, and this is $1 million piece of cattle right
Yeah.
here,
so. Awesome. Well, it is just hit an hour, so... Thank you guys so much for listening. This is our 5th episode. So
we hit the 5 episode mark.
Yeah. Hopefully we can keep it going. So if you haven't checked us out on Instagram, we are at Growing Up Mill, MILL. Please go follow us there. And we're on Spotify, and I think we're going to try and get on Apple with this episode.
Want feedback, guys.
What pretty
do you
much
want
it.
To hear about? How do we sound?
Please comment.
Yeah.
What you like.
Comment, like, interact with us. Like, exactly. We want to talk with you guys, our listeners and fans. So thank you guys so much, and I hope you have a great week.
Peace.
Peace. Bye. Bye.